This year, the University of Hawaii Cancer Center marked its 50th anniversary. It's the only National Cancer Institute designated center in Hawaii and the Pacific. During the last year, because of the pandemic, we have heard about how many people put off regular checkups, but early screenings are key to surviving cancer. Today, we hear from researcher Kevin Castle, whose specialty is public health services and who is working to reduce the risk of colon cancer in whole communities.
Here in Hawaii, colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer found in men and women. Death rates are high. It's the second leading cause of cancer death in men and third among women. It is a highly preventable cancer. If caught early through screening, 40% of cancers can be prevented. And that entails, it's very simple screening, and this occurs in people over age 45. What they can do is do simple either fecal immunohistochemical blood test of their stool, and that takes about maybe 10 minutes to send that in. And from that test, they can determine if a person is at risk for colorectal cancer, and it would warrant further screening if needed. But that test reduced deaths from cancers about 40%. The actual screening rates across the state are increasing every year. Since about 2014, rates have been going up. Generally across the state, I think we're somewhere around 79% of people who are over age 50 are getting screened. But if we slice it up by different ethnic groups, some are not as well, you know, in falling in line with the screening recommendations. So we have groups like Native Hawaiians, and specifically Native Hawaiian men, who are getting screened at a rate of about 60%, which is well below the actual guidelines by the CDC. We want to get people up into the 80 and 85% range of being screened, you know, to reduce those deaths. Filipinos actually have a lower screening rate, and they're at about 52%. So, you know, we have outreach and we have engagement programs. It's really about, you know, talking with people, letting them know about the risk and how easy it is to get screened and to mitigate, you know, that risk for colorectal cancer. So that's the good news, is that, you know, colorectal cancers can be prevented, but it does entail getting screened by a physician using one of the tests I mentioned, and that needs to be done on an annual basis. There are other tests, the colonoscopy, which is where they actually go into the colon and look to see if there are any what are called polyps, and these are precancerous lesions. What happens is, over time, they can grow into cancers, but if they're caught early, they can be removed and reduce a person's risk in that way. So, you know, there's good news and there's bad news. You know, I think it's really important to talk with people about the idea of getting screening, especially when they get to be about age 45 and over, you know, just having a regular relationship with the doctor, talking about a regular regimen of screening, whether that would be annual, you know, fecal occult blood testing in the stool. The colonoscopy, I believe once you have a screening test with that, you're good for about a clear screening test for colonoscopy. You're clear for about 5 to 10 years. So that would be an ideal circumstance, but it is a little more involved.
Talk about the research that you're doing over there at the Cancer Center.
Well, my study was really focused in on Native Hawaiian men. I looked at that low rate of about 40%, and it was one of the lowest rates in the state. And we already had, you know, built the discussion groups. This is the No Ke Olopono Onokane project. It's a project that was started by the Cancer Center in conjunction with other partners like the American Cancer Society, the Native Hawaiian Healthcare System. And what we were doing, we started a discussion about in early 2000s with Native Hawaiian men about, you know, talking about some of these risks for cancers and what they thought about them and how we could engage men in a better way to build a relationship with their doctors. So as a result of those initial discussions, recently we got some funding in 2014 from HMSA and working with the Hawaii Department of Health, the Hawaii Comprehensive Cancer Control Program, to start looking at ways we can engage Native Hawaiian men. The whole mechanism is actually what we like to call culture as intervention. We use a cultural process or cultural value that's been historic in Hawaiian culture, the hale mua, or the men's house, where men in the community would gather, and actually was part of the food preparation process in traditional Hawaiian customs. So we re-engaged that hale mua concept to have men meet and talk about their health, and we kind of embedded this idea of colorectal cancer screening into this group, you know, where the men were talking about health, we were talking about healthy diet, healthy lifestyle, and we gave them opportunity through the funding provided by HMSA and the Hawaii Comprehensive Cancer Control Program to actually do a FIT test. The FIT test, it costs about $25 to $30, but if you wait and a person has to get diagnosed and treated, that can cost up to $10,000 to $40,000. So there's a life, a mortality reducing need to have men screened, and also as a benefit. So HMSA saw the value in getting these men to talk. So through that project, we started in 2014. We recruited about 400 men statewide at about 14 different locations. We held 43 discussion sessions with men. We got about 232 men to actually be, who are over 50, to be part of the study. And about 149 of them, about 64% over age 50, agreed to take the test. So we had about 115 men taking the test, which is about 77% of the people on the study. Most of them tested negative, about 59 tested negative, 2 tested positive. And these are people that had been, you know, knowledgeable about screening, but just hadn't done a follow-up screen for some years. So we got them in contact with their doctors. And most of the men learned something about colorectal screening and colorectal health. But the most important feature was that we got men up to date with their screening guidelines. So they knew about it, and hopefully they can spread the word to other men. Since that time, we've actually continued the halemua. We've actually incorporated more traditional processes and traditional, you know, cultural traditions into the mua itself. You know, things like prayer, pule, and other things to keep the men engaged with the health aspect of it. And so we continue to promote the colorectal screening part as well. We're continually to changing the program, adding more topics as men talk about things that they want to consider as part of a group discussion with the men. So the study is ongoing. We got some funding from the Hawaii Department of Health to continue with adding some more additional processes and Hawaiian customs to continue this for several years to actually keep the men engaged, have opportunities for them to talk about health, engage with other topics, including colorectal screening, but that's one of the primary topics. One of the nice features about this project is we have a group of Native Hawaiian physicians that actually come to the sessions and they actually talk with the men and answer any questions that they might have about health, about colorectal screening, about diet and nutrition is another topic. We talk about how to prepare healthy foods, but we also try to link everything about the discussion to concepts of health and promoting health amongst Hawaiian men.
And what about other studies you might be doing across the Pacific?
Well, you know, I actually do a lot of outreach work. I have some affiliations and work with other communities, particularly medically underserved communities. We were fortunate we were able to go into some of the public housing communities here in Hawaii and actually talk about health and health promotion within these communities. And these are really medically underserved populations. A lot of them have migrated from the Compact of Free Association states in Micronesia, and they have come here trying to gain employment. And so we talk about some of the health issues that they may be encountering. We did an assessment of that. And from that assessment, we wanted to look at, and we're in discussions now about ways to promote colorectal cancer screening as a feature of this. We're part of an NCI group of designated cancer centers across the country. So we have a coordinated approach where we look at ways to reduce risk for certain key cancers, and colorectal cancer screening is one of those key cancers. So as part of this national outreach network of cancer centers, colorectal cancer screening is paramount. What we do is I have a community health educator who goes out and works. She's from Ko Sharai, and she works with some of the Micronesian communities here in Hawaii and talks about certain cancer topics, and one of them is colorectal cancer screening. We have a program called Screen to Save, and it's basically just making people aware about the risk factors, as I mentioned, about age being a risk factor, about family history being a risk factor, and getting a relationship with a doctor to have one of those tests done, either the FIT test or colonoscopy or whatever the doctor would recommend.
That was Kevin Castle talking about the research underway at the University of Hawaii Cancer Center around preventative screenings for colon cancer in underserved communities. Castle is also working with communities in American Samoa.